recruiting and retention. Tips and advice on how to recruit quality drivers and support staff and keep them happy so you can hold on to them. This is Retention Attention with Jackie McManus on the Tim Ridley Show.
Jackie, good morning to you.
Tim, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Great. Happy September.
Yeah, happy September to you. Yes, August came and went real fast, and now we're in September, and before long, we'll be looking at the changing of the colors of the leaves.
Yep, it always happens with a blink of an eye. It's amazing.
Yeah, it does. It certainly does. Hope you had a good holiday weekend.
Same to you.
Well, today, the topic, of course, is going to be on retention, recruiting and retention, and the question that you have for the drivers out there, what got you in the industry, and what is important to you when interviewing with a new company? Our number is 615-292-6366 if you'd like to weigh in on this topic with Jackie. And Jackie, what are you hearing, anything new from the companies you work with?
Yeah, so this is a really exciting month. I'm sure you're aware. It is National Truck Driver Appreciation Week, kicks off next week. So it's the American Trucking Association partnering with companies and media companies like ours to really show and thank professional truck drivers through different sort of media outlets, thanking them for being professional drivers. So this is a very exciting month because we are seeing a lot more companies, if they're not doing it already on the day-to-day basis, they're really competitive in making sure they can tell their drivers, hosting different barbecues, doing different things to be able to make their drivers feel appreciated. So this is definitely one of my favorite months in the industry because I do think companies should be showing appreciation to the driver every day. But you're seeing more of a nationwide coverage on each individual company appreciating their drivers. So it definitely is a really exciting month to see that.
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly is. And it boosts the morale of the drivers, too. You know, like you said, it should be every single day, but even just to set aside 1 week, 1 month, because a lot of the festivities are staggered throughout the month, rather, but it makes the drivers feel good, feel appreciated, because an attaboy goes a long way, doesn't it?
It really does, and it's a chance for the industry to work with the general public, policymakers, and members of the media to acknowledge truck drivers for their dedication, their safety, and their professionalism that they have every day. So it's such a great opportunity to be on the show and to hear exactly why drivers have gotten into the industry, whether it was through family, which is a lot of what we hear, I know that, and what's keeping them at a certain company specifically, because as we know, the driver turnover rate is fairly high. But when we get on the show and I hear that drivers have been with companies for 5-10 years, and they don't plan on leaving, that's really exciting. And I want to know more about what the company is doing right, because they're not just acknowledging the driver on Truck Driver Appreciation Week, they're acknowledging them all year round.
And who better to ask than the truck drivers themselves, right?
Oh, exactly.
All right. 615-292-6366 is our number here. What got you into the industry, and what's important to you when interviewing with a new company? These are the questions this morning that Jackie has for you. Let's go to the phone lines, Jackie, and go on to North Dakota. Crazy Pete is with us. Crazy Pete, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Hey, guys. Hey, my thing, now I'm on my own now. So I don't worry about going to the companies to look for job and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was, I went right to them and this, look, here's my record. Here's what I've done over my career. You know, tell me what you'll do to get me in there. Like, you know, the benefits, of course. But, you know, I don't want to hear about the, you can get this bonus and that bonus and every other bonus, especially if they're almost impossible to get to. I just want to know home time, you know, length of miles. You know, get me out there and let me know. I'm open. I'm an open type of person. I'll talk to you just like I'm talking to you now. You know,
right.
I'm not scared. I'll go right face to face with them and say, you know, this is what I want. This is what I would like to do. You know, I don't want to hear all the, let's say, hoopla. You know, the extra stuff. That
no, I understand.
You might get. You know.
Right.
That's
right.
Basically what I do.
You know, that's great, Pete. Now, what made you go from being a company driver to, I'm assuming, you're now an owner-operator?
Yeah, I'm an owner-operator, independent. And, I'm not going to name the company. I mean, I was with them for, every place that I've gone to, I'm with them for a minimum was 12 years.
Wow.
Before I changed over. And I've only gone like including my independent, three companies that I've been with, you know, if you want to call it that. And the last company, they started throwing the e-log at us when we didn't need it. You know, we want you on the e-log, and I think it was like 2010. And I said, there's no reason for that. You know, we were still on paper, and we were doing just fine. We were on set runs, so our hours were always the same almost every day. So why go to an e-log? But, you know, then some other things came up. You got to incorporate in this state. No, I'm incorporated in North Dakota. I don't need to incorporate in that state. Well, you've got runs in that state when we want you to incorporate in that state. I'm not going to spend another $10,000 to $12,000 to incorporate in a second state. There's no reason to.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave me the option, and I said, I'm selling out. I'll just sell out. I'll sell all my runs, and I walked away. So that's basically it.
Okay, so that's what really kind of drove you from becoming a company driver to an independent operator?
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Right,
I'm on my own. I do my own papers. I'm happy. I'm running late, but I'm happy.
That's all that matters, though, is that you're happy. That's awesome. Great to hear.
Yes. So that's it, guys, okay? I just thought I'd throw my 2 cents worth in there.
Well, I'm glad
really
you did.
It
was a great 2 cents worth as well. Crazy Pete, thank you so much, brother. Be safe out there.
You too, sir. See you guys later.
Okay. One of the things that Crazy Pete mentioned as far as what you have to offer, you know, that he mentioned, this is what I have to offer, and 12 years with any one company is phenomenal. But this is another thing, too, as far as, and I used to do the same thing when I went to change companies. And the reason I changed companies, you know, one time was because the company went out of business and I had no, you know, had no choice. But I had, you know, a lot to offer, you know, the at that time it wasn't a whole lot of experience, but the experience that I did have, it was safe driving experience. My record was clean. On-time deliveries, on-time pickups, and things like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is what I, and back then, that was before the internet days, and you had to fill out a paper application that they mailed to the house and so forth. But anyway, this is, I put down my credentials. This is what I have to offer you. And I will be an asset. Basically, you're selling yourself, you know, because you have things to sell. I will be an asset to your company. Are things still pretty much on that level out there in the recruiting world that really makes a difference to the companies?
Yeah, I think it makes a huge difference to the company when they're getting a driver with, you know, maybe even 2 years of experience, but it's a good experience, clean experience, respectable experience, and they're willing to put the work in. I definitely think it's out there for sure. There are a lot of folks that obviously with the sign-on bonuses have led to, you know, job hoppers. So it's always that percentage of people, you know, no matter what industry that you're in, where there's going to be more folks that are looking for new opportunities until they find the right one. And it really just comes down to the interviewing process and making sure that the driver is doing their work. Exactly what Pete was saying. What can you offer me? This is what I can offer you. Instead of, you know, I just need a job. It really is a two-way street between the company and the driver, because most drivers want a job and they just want to stick with it. I know, you know, for me, I want to stick with one company. It's really more of a hassle to look around for new opportunities. So
exactly.
So regardless of the industry, but I say that now where the time has really shifted, where it is a driver's market, you know, drivers are out there right now where there are shortages. So this is a time where drivers should definitely be going to companies and saying exactly what can you offer me? This is what I have to offer you. And I love really what Pete said about, you know, he doesn't really care about the sign-on bonus. He wants to know about the home time and the mileage. So he got clear. He got crystal clear on exactly what's important to him. And that is the first step in finding the company that's going to be the best fit for you and your lifestyle.
Absolutely. Jackie McManus is with us with Retention Attention. We'll be back on the other side of these messages, 615-292-6366. We'll be going to Indiana this time on this stop when we get back, Jackie. This is Tim Ridley on Sirius XM. Jackie McManus is with us. This is Tim Ridley on Sirius XM. What got you into the industry and what is important to you when interviewing at a new company? These are the questions that Jackie has for you this morning. Let's go to Chappie in Indiana, Jackie. Chappie, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing great, thanks.
Great.
awesome. Well, you know, back in 2015, when I came back out into the industry, I was looking around for an opportunity, and there really isn't an incentive for experience. I mean, back then, I was just shy of 20 years experience and 3 million accident-free miles, and I had companies offering me the same money of kids coming right out of truck driving school or just with a couple of years experience. It's ridiculous. I ended up going back to work for a company that I loved working for in the past, and they're really good people. I mean, they have a 2% turnover rate with a stack of battle options or drivers wanting to come aboard for them. They're that good. But they paid me the same as they paid drivers that had 5 years experience. And I finally ended up having to leave because I just couldn't afford to stay with them.
Right. Right. When you left, did you find another company that was able to pay you more money?
I went owner-operator so I could determine my own value.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's smart. That's smart. Now, what kept you at that company that you were at for, you know, that were, you know, good people? What made them, I guess, good people specifically?
Well, they treated you right for one thing. They listened to their drivers and they appreciated their drivers. You know, I had worked for them before for a couple of years, and they had a dispatcher who was young, he was new. He called me up and he said, "Why are you sitting?" And I said, "Because the roads are too on." And he said, "Well, I got other drivers driving." And I said, "Well, those other drivers, that ain't me."
Right.
It's too bad. I'm going to go to bed. The next day, the owner of the company called me up and apologized for that dispatcher. He said, "We have a policy. We trust our driver's instinct, and we hired you for your instinct and your experience, and he is never going to do that again."
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way they were. And
gotcha.
And then on top of that, the whole time I had worked for them, I never once had to look at a settlement sheet. Not once, because every time I looked at my direct deposit, the money was exactly what I expected it to be.
Right, right. That's great. That's great. So it seems like the owner was heavily involved, calling you directly, and so there was, like, fluid communication, and obviously they were able to settle up specifically on what you ran. And, I know that can be quite the issue sometimes, which is highly disappointing in today's accounting world.
When I was with them the first time, they had a driver turned his 25th year anniversary with them. They went out and bought him a brand new Kenworth and gave it to him. It wasn't a company truck. They made him an owner-operator. Said, this is your truck. Thank you for your service.
That's amazing. That's a beautiful thing. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's the kind of people
really
they were.
Company. Yeah, they were great people.
And I still talk to them. To this day, I get a Christmas card. I get a Thanksgiving. I get a birthday card from them. Just want to know how I'm doing.
Yeah. No, that's great. They sound like really great people, and it sounds like you're in a good situation now that you're able to run your own miles as the owner-operator.
Yeah.
All right, Choppy, thank you so much for your call, brother.
Thanks.
It was great talking to you. Thank you.
Have a good day now. Jackie, do companies, and the reason I'm asking you this is because that used to be a big selling point once upon a time, but I had a topic on Monday, as far as the trucks looking alike. Now, most companies have pretty much the same kind of trucks or the same style of trucks now. So is that still a selling point with companies that you work with, you know, as far as trying to attract drivers?
It's so funny that you mentioned that. My team that does a lot of graphic design in the Photoshop type editing, they absolutely drool when our clients have, you know, 2018, 2019 Freightliners, Kentworth, that sort of thing, because it is a selling point.
Okay.
Just because the benefits and the pay is, you know, to the last caller's point, is unfortunately somewhat similar within the industry. But if the company could offer better benefits, one being a newer truck, that does go a long way, we have found, for sure, especially when it comes to just advertising online. So before a driver is able to speak to a company or to the recruiter directly, they know exactly what type of vehicle that they should expect when working with that company specifically.
Okay, that makes sense, because that used to be a big selling tool years ago, and earlier in my career, I was vain, you know, I chose a company based on the trucks. It wasn't so much, you know, at that time for me, it wasn't so much for the pay, it was the trucks that they that they had, and I did the same thing when I was a small fleet owner. I had a nice fleet of trucks, and they were all owner-operator spec'd, and I remember one driver I had, he was a young man. He lived in South Carolina. He was in his 20s. And he said, Mr. Ridley, I'll drive your truck for free just to drive it. And I said, no, you don't have to drive it for free. But some companies had, you know, had those real nice trucks to offer. So, but along with that, you know, back to what Chappie was saying and what you just brought up as well, as far as the pay, there's not much difference. So I guess they have to be more creative in bringing drivers in, and not only bringing them, but retaining them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, some of the bigger companies out there, I definitely won't name names, but they are advertising, you know, $90,000 a year starting salary, but they are also big box companies. So how do the smaller companies that maybe only have 300 drivers, how are they going to be able to compete with those type of companies? And really, it does come down to the retention process, and it does come down to basically what Chappie just said. You know, his old company, the owner would call him, and there is more of a personal touch than just being really a number to a company. And I think that's what goes a really long way, and why some of the smaller guys are still able to be so competitive, is because they really still have that, you know, they get birthday cards, they get Thanksgiving cards. The dispatchers know each individual driver and their name and their family. And that, you know, that does go a very long way.
Yeah, absolutely. It does go a long way. Well, Jackie, we are just about out of time, and the time has flown as always when you're on.
As always.
And we appreciate everything that you do, and look forward to talking to you next time around.
Yeah, thank you so much, Tim, and have a great September. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, you do the same.
Yeah.
All right. right. It's been a great ride with each and every one of you this morning, as always, and we always, always appreciate what you do for us as well.
Lean on me when you're not strong.